101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio, Taryn in studio with a wonderful group of people here from the Lake Tahoe Dance Collective. We have the Spring Season 2026 performance coming up, and it's going to be Friday, May 29th and Saturday, May 30th. So I am thrilled. First of all, big, huge thanks to Artistic Director Kristen Hanna for making this all happen. We truly appreciate it, and I love that you keep the arts here and affordable for those of us to watch these wonderful performances. So I want to say hello to my guests here. We have Kristen, Alex, and Zach. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. I'm going to just ask you guys a little bit about your background, and I'll go ahead and start with Kristen, ladies first. And Kristen, how long have you been in dance, and how long have you been involved with the Lake Tahoe Dance Collective specifically?
Well, I have been a dancer since I was 16, which is actually pretty late for, especially for a female dancer.
Sure.
I fell in love with dance by doing a musical at my high school, which really got me into the performing arts. And I studied ballet for a few years. And after high school, I moved to New York City. I got a scholarship to dance at the Alvin Ailey School in New York. And that really brought me into modern dance. I was then a freelancer in New York for about 10 years before I joined the Paul Taylor Dance Company. Actually, Alex and I joined about 6 months apart, and we were some of the last dancers that Paul Taylor himself hired into the company. And we've both been there for almost 10 years now.
That's a big deal. You don't look old enough to be there for 10 years.
Thank you. And then I got involved with the Lake Tahoe Dance Collective probably, I think it was like 2018, but I met Kristen Hanna, the artistic director of the collective, a while ago in New York City when we were both dancers there in a ballet class, and we became really good friends. I came out and performed at the festival in 2018. I made a piece on some of the dancers about 2 years ago, and so this is now my third time here, and I'm very, very excited to be here with Alex, and we were performing a wonderful duet by Robert Battle, who is the current resident choreographer at our company, and he's the former artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Company. So we're very excited to be performing that.
That's huge. That sounds like a really big deal for you guys.
It is, and it's a beautiful duet. So we're very excited to share it with you guys here.
That's wonderful. So Alex, we will get in to you. So you have a little bit of a similar background, I suppose, with Kristen.
Yeah, we have a crossover, which is beautiful. I also started dance at 16, which is late.
Yeah.
I was a visual artist in high school. I was going to go to the Art Institute of Tennessee. And then in between my junior and senior year of high school, I saw Alvin Ailey perform in Louisville, Kentucky, which is where I'm from, and was just blown away with modern dance. Didn't know what it was. And I told my mom that I wanted to switch and do dance instead of art. I sort of was expecting her to give me a voice of reason of like, that didn't make any sense. You're 16. You were slated to do something else. And instead she said, great, let's go as far as we can. So I was very fortunate. I ended up going to school in Columbia, Missouri at Stevens College, which is a women's college, but they accepted men into their dance program. I trained there for 3 years and then got into the Ailey School in 2013 as like an additional year of training, where I just fell more in love with dance and with modern dance particularly. Ended up dancing with the Second Graham Company and then freelance for a couple of years before joining Paul Taylor in 2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is
does.
A lot.
Again, yeah. I'm going to say, like, dance keeps you looking young, okay? That's wonderful stories, you guys. And Zach, so how did you get involved with here? Are you from here?
No, I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, originally.
Okay. Wisconsin.
Wearing my Wisconsin sweatshirt. I grew up dancing at a local competition studio and then wanted to focus more on ballet, so I joined the Madison Ballet Studio Company.
Mm-hmm. And did you start when you were young?
I started when I was three.
Oh,
so
wow.
A little earlier.
Yeah.
But then from there, I went to the School of American Ballet in Lincoln Center. And I think we moved there around the same time. Yeah. And so I graduated from the School of American Ballet. From there, I've danced a lot out here in California, Los Angeles Ballet and California Ballet in San Diego. And I met Kristen a few years ago. I came out here for the first time to guest, and we met through a mutual friend that connected me with this wonderful company. And I'm very glad to be back.
That's wonderful. So have you guys done a lot of performances maybe around the country together, though? Do you guys cross your paths a lot, in other words, in performances that you do?
I think this is our our first time, all three of us dancing together.
Okay, great.
Which is great. Yeah. Love our energy together, so very fortunate.
They actually both know my older brother, who is also a dancer.
Oh, yes. Well, dance friends in your family. Yeah.
So it's nice to spend time with them.
That's awesome. So let's talk about this particular performance that is coming up. It's a spring season, 2026. This is 18 years. I know Kristen Hannah's in the background. Okay, I'm just going to say that. But 18 years, that's amazing. That is amazing. Beautiful. So we have the two performances coming up, Friday, May 29th, Saturday, May 30th. They're both at 7 p.m. and they're both at the auditorium at the North Tahoe High School in Tahoe City. What can you tell us about, for example, we have an expert from Paquita. Can some of you elaborate on that a little bit?
I will be dancing Paquita with the students. And we've had a couple rehearsals with them now, and it's going very, very well. Very proud of them. For both of my partners, it's like they're very new to partnering. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very proud of them about how fast they are able to put this together.
Oh, wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the energy that's going to be on stage.
Yes. So Kristen Drucker and I are going to do the duet from Robert Battle. And then I also have a wonderful opportunity to partner one of the dancers as well. Was a little nervous myself because I'm a modern dancer. Mm-hmm. And so I've been very warmly embraced by this ballet family and everyone that's helping me. And it's just so lovely to be able to dance with these dancers who are so professional, so talented. It is crazy to even think that they're still, some of them are in middle school, some of them are, you know, in high school, and it's just the talent that they have is really so palpable. And this duet that I get to do with one of the dancers is phenomenal, and Kristen's choreography is beautiful. The partnering that we're doing, right, it's I'm exploring ballet partnering for the first time in a number of years. And she is, my partner is just so gracious and so giving and so trusting of me, which is really just a blessing to be able to take care of her in this space. So looking forward to being able to share this stage.
And I like that word trust, especially when you're dancing and you have a partner, you have got to trust them.
Yes.
Because they're going to catch you or the move you're making. Yeah, absolutely.
I think something that's been really fun to watch over these few rehearsals we've had with them so far has been that when you're a young dancer, there's not a lot of times you actually get to partner with people. And so it's so special to have, you know, Alex and Zach get to come in and work with the dancers, because the moment that they have someone who scoops them up in the air and swings them around, you can just see the joy on their faces for the first time that this is happening to them. And when they actually get to, like, you know, have someone hold their hand and help them balance, and then they can see how strong they can be with a partner, it's like you're getting to witness these young dancers come alive in this other way, and it's so beautiful.
That is.
And I can't wait for the audiences to see that too, because it's like they're going to watch something magical happen.
You'll feel it.
Yes, you will 100%
feel it in the audience. Absolutely. So the evening is going to conclude with Viduity, a powerful contemporary work exploring the theme of grief and resilience. It's set to a moving piano score. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Viduity is a wonderful piece that actually Kristen Hannah was a part of the original cast, and it's choreographed by Konstantin Bakker, who is the co-founder of the Lake Tahoe Dance Festival and Collective. Watching the girls do it yesterday was so powerfully moving, both from their commitment to how solemn it can be. We're kind of asking them, Kristen's kind of asking them to take on this topic that, you know, is maybe a new topic for these young children, but they're taking it on with like such strength and such commitment. And then there's moments in it that are both kind and caring. There's a duet we kind of call the sister duet. And as I was watching these two girls do it yesterday, just the way they showed up for each other, it was so beautiful. And I'm really excited for the audiences to see it. It's such a beautiful, striking piece.
Tickets are still available, of course, at LakeTahoeDanceCollective.org. That's LakeTahoeDanceCollective.org.
There are tickets, but then there's also a pay what you can section.
Yes,
to make sure that Kristen does a really, she really makes sure she tries to take care that everyone can come see this show. So if you're a little nervous about being able to afford a ticket, please make sure you go and check that out on the website.
Yes, please do. As a single mama, I really appreciate that we still do this, even though with the rising costs of everything around us, you know, to have the opportunity to pay what you can. We're really grateful for that.
The arts should be able to be accessible to everyone. So we're really excited that Kristen can keep that going.
Absolutely. The word starving artist isn't just made up, right?
No, it's real.
We're artists here in the DJ booth too. So thank you so much. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Zach, for coming in and taking the time out of your busy rehearsal schedules to come on in. So much looking forward to this Lake Tahoe Dance Collective spring season happening Friday, May 29th and Saturday, May 30th at 7 p.m. Both performances at North Tahoe High School. Get your tickets now and pay what you can at LakeTahoeDanceCollective.org. That's LakeTahoeDanceCollective.org. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
To hear this community spotlight in its entirety, listen anytime on demand at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE. Now back to our regularly scheduled program, 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.